You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hi there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
Inflation has become a huge problem for most of us, so any tips or tricks we can find on saving money are more than welcome. I wish I had some tips on how to save on gas, but I really don't.
Yeah, you're at their mercy.
Yeah, just don't gun it at a red light. I mean, I think some studies have shown that it can save money just a little bit.
And they used to say driving 55 actually saved you money, but driving 55 will get you killed on the highway.
Oh, because
you
people
get run
go
over.
Faster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've looked down before. True story, I've looked down before. Like, I'm keeping up with traffic, and I'm not barreling by anybody. Just going with the flow. 90. And you're like, what in the world? And like, so then I slow down and I get over to the slower lane.
I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. Well, I found an article. It's giving up a few tips. So here's what I'm going to share with you. This is what I found out. When you go out to eat as a couple, split a meal. I know this is something you and Marty, your wife, do. But mainly it's just because, I mean, if you think about it, the one meal, especially if you go to like a Cheesecake Factory, that's enough for three people. There, usually one meal is a lot of food. So if you can, split that one meal, and if you're still hungry, you can order an appetizer.
Yeah, it feels weird though. You're like, like when the waitress comes by and she's like, okay, because we'll do it at Longhorn. We're like, okay, we'll get the big steak there. And then she's like, and would you like? I'm like, nothing, I'm dieting or something. And like, can we just have a plate? We're going to split it. You feel weird a little bit.
Yeah, like, oh, we have peasants at table nine.
Yeah, especially at nice places. But it's worth it because you waste food and you waste money.
Yeah. Also, many grocery stores now offer delivery, but it comes with a fee. So instead, you can still order your groceries online, but you need to go inside the store and pick them up yourself.
Why would I ever do that?
I know. But this will get you out of the delivery fee.
Yeah.
But also, it helps when, you know, people are going down the aisles themselves.
Yes.
They tend to make impulse purchases. You're like, oh, I could use those Oreos. Or, oh, that ice cream. It's not a big deal.
I guarantee you, if I did all my shopping online and then paid for it and went in and picked it up, I could still impulse buy in the 50 feet between picking up my groceries and walking out of the door.
Yep. And then last, never buy the newest tech. So when it comes to like your iPhone or a Mac, try and stay behind about 3 years.
That's a really good thing because like the new phones come out and they're $1,000 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then if you get a phone from a couple years back, a lot of times they're getting rid of them and you get really good deals on them and they're fine. There's like zero wrong with them. And that is definitely a good way to save money. And I think that's good advice for everybody as we head into a world that is filled with wonderful inflation. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And, you know, we're all back in school with our kids now. And in the beginning of school, it seems really easy. Like, okay, help your teachers out. You know, buy the school supplies so they don't have to. You know, that's a good way to help out. Mm-hmm. But then once you get into school, like, your teachers do a lot for your kids. You know, they pour into them. My mom was a teacher, and the amount of time she spent worrying about those kids and doing extra for those kids. Like, she's tutoring a girl now for free just because she loves the girl and wants her to become something.
She's such a good woman.
She really is.
And sometimes teachers spend more time with your kids than you actually do, you know?
Yeah. And so I came across this thing about ways that you can support teachers during the school year. And there were a couple on here I had not thought of. Yeah, you can still do supplies. That always helps them out. But this one was interesting. Play an active role in your child's learning, meaning help them do their homework. Oh. Don't just leave it on the teacher. Like, when they get home, be part of that. Help make sure they complete their homework. Help them do it, you know, so that you keep them in to the school thing so they don't show up, no homework done, they haven't learned anything, and they're just not productive, and they slow everybody down.
Yeah, that makes sense, and it's something, I mean, I'm not a parent, but it does make sense where a teacher does need, it's kind of like this, like a marriage, you know, like the mom can be the one that's enforcing something, but if the dad doesn't work right with her, the kid doesn't know what to do. And it's kind of the same with the teacher and the parent.
Yeah, it's definitely a partnership. And then this one here was interesting too. Attend school board meetings that support policies that serves the teacher's interests, you know, because they always have things they vote on and stuff like that. And so find out what's important to your teachers. And then when they come up for vote or they come up for asking parents' opinions, do things that help support them, you know, and that can change the way that they work and interact with your kids and you know, their environment at work as well.
Ultimately, it just comes down to show that you care.
Yeah, yeah, show up. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm curious, like, if you've ever thought about this and you have taken action, like, oh, here's how I've supported my kid's teacher during the year. It might be a great idea, too, kind of a little think tank here for other people that are like, yeah, I really like Miss Smith. She's great. How can I help her? And it might be like the light bulb moment for them. And so, or maybe you're a teacher and you've had people support you in different ways and you can weigh in on this. That'd be great. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Have you ever figured out a way, Kara, to help out your teachers?
Yes. If I haven't heard anything regularly, I tend to reach out to the teacher just by email or through the app if they have the classroom app for communication. And as a teacher myself, I appreciate it when parents check in and, you know, in a non-threatening way. And it's just like, hey, what's going on? I want to be able to help support my child at home. Are there any games you play or programs you use on the computer that I could get at home too for my son?
I will say this, the communication between my teachers and my mom was ongoing and daily. They never worried about reaching out.
And every conversation started with, what did he do today?
Exactly. You posted this on our Facebook too.
I did, right? And Libby had a great idea. She said, I send treat bags randomly with a note that says how much we appreciate them. So not on special occasions, but she'll actually do this on like a regular Thursday and just say thank you for what you do.
Yeah, because sometimes that goes a long way too, just to know that you're appreciated in your job, you know, matters. And so like random things like that, I think that's really cool. Another thing on this article that I had read too was kind of like that. It was like recognize teachers that go above and beyond for those special thank a teacher awards, like television stations do them, radio stations do them. We've done them before and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so like if you've got that teacher, make sure that you nominate them for stuff like that. And who knows, they could win. Like sometimes it's money, you know, which is.
And who knows, they could be an inheritance with a rich person, and then you could get something from it. Right?
I don't see it ever going that way, but it's possible. and then another thing is just kind of volunteer to help out, like show up, be there, be present, be that mom or that dad that can help take some of the load off when they need things done in the classroom, and be an active parent.
Because usually, like, a teacher is a role where it's like one on 30.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of, you know, a parent, it's like two on one or two on two, but that's one on 30 for a teacher usually.
Yeah, if this was a war, they would be severely outnumbered and things would not look good for them. So be the reinforcements. What are ways that you found that you can support your teachers throughout the year?
One of the things I do to support the teachers is when I send random things for them, is it's not stuff for the classroom, it's stuff for them. You know, maybe a gift card to Barnes & Noble or to Starbucks to remind them that they're human outside of what they do in the classroom.
My mom used to always send gifts in for my teachers when I was a kid, and it usually came with a note, I'm really sorry. I'm just sorry for what he's probably going to do today or has done. So enjoy this caramel macchiato.
I have sent those emails, you know, just an FYI, a child is on a roll this morning. When they get up and even I'm like, no, we ain't doing this, but you got to go to school.
The teacher deserves to know that you've just passed along the problem.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish. accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So sadly, Hurricane Ian has strengthened into a powerful Category 4 hurricane. So that means winds of 140 miles per hour. Oof. And I know, like, if you're at a Way FM market that's way away from this, you might be like, oh, okay, well, how does this pertain to me? Well, there are people just like you that have families that are going to be struggling through this, and there will be ways to help after this. And if nothing else, man, you can pray for people that are going to be going through some pretty rough times. My daughter's down there in Orlando, and that has the track going up through the middle of the state now, and she's never been through this. And without me, I'm like, oh, my soul is just like, I would have no problem being down there and helping her, you know, but I'm worried about her, you know. And so it's expected to make landfall early in the afternoon, like full on there or early evening near Port Charlotte or Sarasota, which is below Tampa, which they say is good because there was a big storm surge. They were worried about having it hit the bay and then have a lot more flooding to go. And so it's coming in just north of our stations in Fort Myers and Naples. And so if you're there, there's probably going to be a pretty decent hit. And so we'll keep you up to date with the latest information where we can. And as long as we can stay on the air there, we have teams that are, you know, working hard to make sure that we can be there. And we're going to talk to Tom Sullivan here in about 10 minutes. He is our station manager who is there right now and preparing, you know, the station as well as his own family to ride this thing out. Some good news if you're in Florida stocking up on Costco supplies, with prices rising on just about everything and in, you know, because of inflation, they are not going to raise the hot dog price. That hot dog meal deal.
Well, praise the Lord.
Yeah, it's going to stay $1.50 for a foot-long hot dog and a soda. Like, how great is that? Do you realize you could feed a family of four for just $6 every night? That's $42 a week, only $168 a month that you could feed your family hot dogs every night, foot-long hot dogs. I could do that. Like, I love it that much.
That you took the time to calculate that out is interesting.
Oh, yeah. I'm putting together a new meal plan for my wife. I'm like, oh, we can cut this in half. Honey, we're looking at $21 a week.
Oh, my gosh.
But she likes to splurge. She's all bougie. She gets the pizza.
Yeah,
I know. She has expensive tastes. I can't afford her anymore. The CFO confirmed that despite all the craziness with inflation, they're going to stay committed to this price. You know, and with shrinkflation, where you pay the same and get less, you know, they're not going to cut the footlong down to a 10-inch hot dog. I really respect them for this. They're going to keep charging you the same and give you the same footlong deal. So.
Yay.
Yay, Costco. You know, there's a lot of bad news today. That is some good news for all of us. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and we got Tom Sullivan on here with us today. He actually is our station manager in Fort Myers and Naples area there of Way FM, and obviously you've seen the news stories about Hurricane Ian getting ready to pound on Florida, and it's going to be coming in about where you guys are, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's right, Wally. For a good while, it was thought that it was going to be making landfall somewhere near Tampa. Then it changed to Venice, which is only about an hour north of Fort Myers. And we're hoping a little bit to the north, but even a shift right now, everyone in our listening area is affected.
Yeah, it's one of those things, too. It's weird, like you pray, okay, God, don't let this hit us. But if it shifts north of you, it hits somebody else. You know, it's weird, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you don't want anyone to be hurt. And we have WFM stations up in the panhandle of Florida, over in the West Palm area. And when Hurricane Irma came 5 years ago, that came from the south, kind of like putting a sock on your leg. And it was wide enough, it covered the whole state, and it affected every WFM station in Florida in one way or another. This storm, even though it's a little smaller, it's coming in from an angle, and it is super powerful. So we're kind of in for a long day. We really do appreciate everybody's prayers.
Do you think that people are adequately preparing and heeding the warnings, you know, after some of the big ones that have hit in recent years, like Michael or Irma?
Well, you know, you grew up in Florida, and you know how it is with a lot of hurricanes. People that have been here a long time and never dealt with devastation will say, oh, they're just sensationalizing it. I really do think, for the most part, that is simply because they don't want anybody to die. They don't want people to get caught, because once the hurricane gets so close and conditions get so bad, emergency services suspend. So if you get trapped, there's no way to come help you for a pretty good while.
Well, I know you're down there in the thick of it, and Way FM is going to keep people up to date as much as we can and as long as you guys can stay on the air.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you can go to wayfm.com or in the Way FM app in our area in Southwest Florida. There's a banner called Tropics Update, but also across the top of our page, there's a red line, and that's going to give you information from our National Weather Services. Certainly, as all of this unfolds and moves out of our area, we're going to have shelter information, relief and assistance information. I know our operations director, our promotions director, have been in contact with local churches and agencies for where people are going to be able to go to get help. Now, obviously, shelter information at this point, literally, if somebody is in, you know, our listening area, they've got maybe an hour, if that, to get away from the water. If they're on any of the barrier islands, if they're, you know, along the coastline, they really, really need to get away from the water.
Well, Tom, I really appreciate you taking the time with us today. You know, I hate that I'm not there with you, because I would like to ride this storm out with you.
You know, we could use a little comic relief, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because you say that, because we got all the resources for help and stuff like that on Way FM. But then also, too, there's something about the music bringing you a little bit of peace in the storm, too. And so hopefully people will find a little bit of comfort in that as they ride this thing out. So stay safe, man. And if you need anything, let us know.
Will do. Thanks, Wally. Appreciate you, brother.
I'll have Gavin drive it down to you.
You know what? That's very noble of you, Wally. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to stay here and hold down my end of this thing. So,
hey, we all got a job to do, right?
That's right. He's expendable.
Sorry, Gavin.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. One of my favorite things we do on the show is talk to kids for Are You Kidding Me? Get it? We just talk to kids about their opinions about stuff. No adults, only kids on this one. And Gavin found something kind of cool with Tiger Woods.
Yes, his son Charlie Axel Woods. He is a golfer, an up-and-coming golfer in his own right. He just competed at the Junior National Golf Championship.
How old is he?
He is 13 years old.
Oh, okay.
So he's becoming a young man. He shot 4 under 68 on the back nine, so he did a really good job.
I've never done that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
He's really good, but something that I thought was really cool about this is that his dad, Tiger, was actually his caddy for the event. And for the non-golfers out there, a caddy is basically the guy who carries your golf clubs, but also can offer advice on certain, on what clubs you want to use.
They know the course, you know, they do all the research and will kind of help them out.
And what a better caddy to have than Tiger Woods, and to have, you know, your dad supporting you in that way. And I just thought that was really cool to see Tiger, who is usually the champion, who's usually the best, one of the best golfers we've ever had, be a caddy for his own son as he supports his son's dream of becoming a golfer.
That's cool. I love that. Okay, so let's do this. It's Are You Kidding Me? Just kids here now. How have your parents supported your dreams? You know, like my daughter wanted to be in theater, so I threw myself all in. We did trips to New York so she could meet people and go see different plays and learn about stuff. I built all the sets for her plays in high school. Like, I was like all in, Dad, supporting her. And she better remember that when it's time to put me in a home or not.
Wow.
Sorry.
That took a turn.
Yeah, it did. Are you kidding me? Let's keep it light. Let's keep it light. Okay, so what are ways that you are really thankful and you notice, hey, my parents have supported my dream and what I want to do? Trust me, man, your parents would appreciate a thank you, you know, for you doing this and calling and saying, yeah, my parents are pretty great. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Way FM. If you need to get your parents' permission before you call, please do that. But again, only kids right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. Titus, have your parents ever kind of helped you out and supported your dream?
Yeah, so I really wanted to do modeling and like have a modeling job and be on TV. And my mom let me get it. And I've been to like two places And I've tried out for other ones, but I didn't get them. But I got two of them.
Oh, good for you. That's a tough business, and you're going to get a lot of no's. But boy, when you get a yes, it feels pretty great, huh?
Yeah.
Titus, what is it that you like about modeling?
I get to talk to lots of people and meet new people.
You have a great name, too. Like, you don't even need a last name. Like, a supermodel just goes by one name. Titus, you know, like people will remember that. I love it. Now, one thing you're probably going to need, Titus, is a trademark look, like where you look at the camera a certain way, kind of like Zoolander had Blue Steel.
I got an idea, Titus. What if you wink at the camera and you call it the Titus Twinkle?
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
You like that one? Okay, well, there you go. Made famous today, right now, the Titus Twinkle. And so I'm curious, Landon, have your parents ever done anything that showed you that they believe in your dream?
For my birthday, they got me a lifetime subscription of Rosetta Stone. So now I can learn Spanish and any other language anytime I want.
That's really cool, Landon. Now, how old are you?
I'm 13.
Why Spanish? Why do you want to learn Spanish?
I think you mean donde.
Donde.
Oh, no, that's where. Is that where? Por qué?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know yet? What, have you not started your subscription yet, Landon?
They only teach you a couple words at a time.
Your parents are like, we have wasted so much money.
Landon, why did you want to learn Spanish?
Because we watched I Love Lucy all the time, and I always wanted to know what Ricky said.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I always want to learn Spanish.
What a great reason. This is why I love Are You Kidding Me, man. Like, these are the things you can't write. Like, that's perfect.
My other reason is my uncle is a missionary to the Philippines, and he speaks Spanish.
Oh, but I like really the cool. First reason better.
You know what? I'd maybe lead with the second one, but then throw the first one in there. Landon, thanks for being on with us, buddy. That's fantastic. Adios.
You. You're welcome, Mark.
Amigo.
Oh, okay. He has learned something.
It's today's Music Insider with Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
When any band goes out on tour, they have to put together what's called a set list, and that's just the list of songs that they're going to be performing at any concert or venue that you're at. And so what was really cool was that Mark Hall, he's the lead singer of Casting Crowns, he actually extended this invitation to his fans and the Casting Crowns fans through his Instagram for them to be a part of choosing that set list. But it was funny because his son, who was just part of that video, was doing everything he could to kind of derail the announcement.
All right, my friends, we're getting ready for the Healer Tour. We got to figure out what songs we're going to do. Kill him! What are your top six from the new record? And we're going to figure out how to fit them all in this tour. Love you guys. Let us know what you think. Can I still ground you?
Yeah, his son had that app that has that sound, that like vuvuzela sound kind of thing. Yeah, that you just... I get how that would be annoying. But I love that they travel with their kids and stuff, and their kids are part of the band and part of their tour and stuff. And that's super great.
Because you do have a lot of artists out there who say that they spend months at a time apart from their family. So it's cool to see Mark kind of mirroring what it is to be that parent who brings the kid on the journey.
And I don't know if many of us could say we would work well on a bus with a parent.
Mm. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, no, my daughter would not work well with me on that. And I would not work well with my wife. It's a miracle we're a family. But we have a big enough house that we're not crammed on a bus. And I think that right there is the saving grace. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I got an email from this lady. She says, hey, I really appreciate you guys talking about the teacher who gauges his students' mental health. What he does every day is he kind of, I guess, has them close their eyes and he asks them, you know, how they're doing. And they give him a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or like a thumb sideways. And then he'll follow up with the kids that are thumbs down and are sideways to figure out what's going on with them. I thought that was a really cool way to assess somebody where they're at.
And keep it anonymous.
Exactly. And this lady, she wrote me and said, man, I really appreciate that. After my daughter attempted suicide, I realized the importance of keeping tabs on her mental health. She's stationed in the Army, and so she's away, and they get to talk, but not as often as they'd like. So based on the story, I created a mental health scale, and my scale is 1 to 10, where she can tell me how she's doing mentally and emotionally without going into a lot of detail. And because a lot of times, I mean, you can't solve somebody's mental issue for them, But if they are just telling you, like in this case, I'm at about a 3 today, you know, okay, they need extra compassion, extra prayer, you know, extra kindness from me today.
And it's good that this mom is being involved, because some parents, I think, like to ignore it or sweep it under the rug.
Maybe it'll go away. Yeah,
exactly. But I love that this mom is actually, you know, helping where she can.
And she's proactive in that too. And so I am curious, like the thumb thing is good, the scale of 1 to 10. I mean, I have a similar thing that I do with my daughter too, to figure out where she's at, you know, and I'm like, okay, are you having a day, you know, and like, and then that way we can talk about things without it being maybe super heavy and things she doesn't want to go into, you know, at that moment or mm-hmm. deeply. I know, okay, she's not in a good place and she doesn't really want to delve into it, but at least I can be comforting to her.
Yeah,
you know?
And she knows she's not alone, that someone else out there cares about her, knows about her situation.
So what is that thing for you? Maybe you've come up with your own system, you know, you've heard the thumb thing or the scale of 1 to 10. I'm curious if you have someone in your life that struggles with depression, anxiety, mental, you know, health issues, like how do you make that assessment? Are there things that you know and you can tell, okay, they're in a bad place today, and so that helps me help them? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If nothing else, I think this might help somebody that's trying to figure it out, you know, and how do I help my loved one that's dealing with this? So if you want to weigh in on this, I would love it. 855-33-WAY-FM. Do you have anything like that with someone in your life, Debbie?
I do. I started seeing that teenagers don't really like to talk. So whenever I pick up my daughter after school, I say to her, you know, how was your day? Fine. And then I say, what was the best thing and what was the worst thing? That's not a yes or no answer. So
right.
That seems to really get them talking.
And what I love about your idea, Debbie, is that if your daughter is anything like me, sometimes when we feel like we're sharing our day and what went wrong, we become a burden to that person that's asking us how our day was. But if you actually act interested, like you're like, okay, what was the best and the worst part of your day? You're actually coaxing her to want to talk more. Like you actually want to hear her share that with you. And I think that gives her the encouragement that she needs to feel like you are a safe place that she can come to.
It's a lot to be a teenager. And so we ask them, how was your day? Fine. And so we kind of love the fact that their day was fine, so we move on.
Right. Yeah, because it absolves us. Okay, I checked in, we're fine, but then half the time fine does not mean I'm fine, you know, and that's where you got to be intentional and ask those deeper, more probing questions if you really want to assess where they're at.
Yes.
What do you do, Ivory, with that person in your life to kind of assess how they're doing and where they're at?
I get into the habit of asking people like my husband and kids, do you want comfort or solutions? So if they don't want to talk, then I'm there to give them comfort. And if they do want to talk and they want to find those solutions, then I'm there to try to give the best advice that I can.
I do like that. And I've kind of done something like this with my daughter as well, because sometimes I was at my wit's end trying to solve all of her problems, because that's, as a dad, what you want to do. And then I realized, she's 24 years old. She needs to solve her own problems. And sometimes she just needs to vent or just share what's going on and doesn't want my help, ironically, which I'm like, why would you not want my help? You should always want my help.
But I think it's important,
absolutely,
too, that, and Ivory, maybe you've learned this too, that when you ask that question on asking someone, do you want comfort or solution, you have to watch your tone when you say that. Because if you say, okay, do you want comfort or do you want solution?
Okay, yeah, that's probably where I went wrong.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
That comes across as like you're being a nuisance.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely how you approach it, for sure.
And sometimes, though, when they say I want comfort, what if your solution is comforting? You could still offer that, right?
No? Exactly.
Okay.
I'm better at comforting. I'm 24 as well, so I get like that too. Sometimes I just feel like people who are trying to help me, they don't understand. I just want you to give me a hug and a little back rub.
That's fantastic. And here's what I don't understand. Like, talking to you at 24, the same age as my daughter, I figured you were like 34 and have your life all together. And like, there's such a difference between you and her. I'm finding out.
What does that say?
I have my moments.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. Thank you. That makes me feel a little better. Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Uplifting Way FM.
If it ain't broke,
it's What Your People magazine would sound like with a southern accent.
Don't fix it.
It's The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Typically, a new mom wants their child with them 24/7, but not for tennis legend Serena Williams. When her daughter Olympia was just a little baby, Serena made the decision to keep her daughter at home and not in the stands.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm curious why, though.
Well, she said she was in fear that her baby would be distracting to her.
Oh, not hit by a tennis ball? That's what I thought.
No, she said that she knew that if she saw her baby in the stands, she would worry about, is she hydrated enough? Because, you know, the stands are right there in the middle of the sun. Is she hydrated enough? Does she have enough sunscreen on? Is she grumpy? Is she sad? Is she happy? All the things. And that she'd probably be up for serving and then be like, oh, wait. What was I doing again?
It's so funny because that's how women's minds work. Guys, would we, like, I'm focused and I got to do my job and that's all that matters in this moment. I'll go hug my kid when I win, you know, kind of thing. And yeah, it's just how we process things. It just goes to show that moms never stop thinking about their kid. There are times I forget I'm a dad, you know?
Okay, sounds like another conversation.
Yeah, I'm doing reminding you, hey, remember your kid? Oh, yeah, yeah, because she doesn't live with me. And so I go about my day, you know? But moms never stop thinking about their kids and their kids' well-being. And that's, thank God. Thank God he made one of us that way, you know? And that's why we're able to have kids, is because of you guys.
That's true. And I wonder where you would be if your mom didn't care about you.
Oh, I know. I know. She still cares about me. We had a conversation about this the other day, and I'm 54 years old, and she's like, you know, when you're a mom, you just never stop worrying about your kids.
You're
and that
still
they're okay.
Her little baby.
I am.
Her
I am.
Hairy little baby.
I am, yes. Her losing her hair little baby, yes. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and moms are the glue of our families for sure. And I know that there are some times when a mom is going to go away that they are concerned about leaving their husband in charge with the child.
And rightfully so, because I read this story recently. It was about a woman asking, was she crazy for having a problem with this? So she comes home from work. She finds her husband in the bathroom with their toddler. He's giving her a bath.
Good job.
Yeah,
good dad
move. He's doing great.
Nice.
But she sees that he is using the toilet brush holder as a cup to rinse off the child.
Right, because you need a cup to rinse him off.
No.
Yeah.
Of course she is
mortified.
Disgusted by this. Yeah. Understandably so. She was like, do you know what you're doing? He was like, oh, I rinsed it out.
There
it's
you go.
Fine.
Yeah.
Rinsing out does not qualify as clean for cleaning your toddler.
I'd like to point out that she's probably in a bath full of soap. And so as the cup is being cleaned as he's washing her.
No.
Okay, which is better to go, okay, toddler, here, honey, you sit here in this death pool while I go get a cup from the kitchen where you could easily slip and drown. That is a good dad
move. You can cup your hands and use that as a cup. There is no need to be using a toilet brush holder as a cup to clean off your child.
I've obviously never bathed the child because...
I
don't know about that. Because when you are bathing a child with your hands, it would leak through your hands. You would not get enough water, or you would get the soapy water in their eyes. You have to use one hand on their forehead to keep the water from dripping into their eyes. That's what the cup is
for. So instead, you would like for your child to bathe in dirty toilet water that has been sitting there for how long.
If I'm a wife and I come home to my husband bathing my child, A, I'm going to say thank you for doing a great job, and B, hey, okay, you're using the toilet brush holder cup. Thanks for not using the toilet. Like, I'm just glad she's in the bathtub. You know, that's a win.
No, it's not a win. It's a loss. At that point, she probably was better off just staying dirty.
I don't know, man. So, okay, here's the deal. My wife used to leave me a list of instructions of what to do with this child.
And rightfully so.
Maybe. And so I am curious, like...
Didn't you lose her once?
One time when my wife was gone, but I found her. We were playing hide and seek, and turns out she's really good at
it. So she leaves you instructions.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, so... What is that thing that your husband thought was okay when you left him with the kids? Okay, you got him today. Mama needs some me time, okay? Mm-hmm. And you came home or what have you, and your husband was doing whatever, and he thought, this is perfectly normal, this is fine, but you were, contrary, I'm never leaving you alone with the child again. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear your stories on this and poke holes all in them, because I will show you why whatever your husband did makes perfect sense. 855-33-WAY-FM.
So, Ginger, for you, what was that thing your husband did when he was left alone with his children that made you question his parenting?
Well, my husband, when my son, who's 11 now, he was 2 at the time, I had mentioned that I wanted to get him his first haircut. And while my son was with my husband alone, my husband, thinking he's helping out, gave him his first haircut.
No.
Used clippers at home and pretty much just buzzed it. And I come home and see it and just cried.
You cried. Yeah, it wasn't what you had envisioned. Can I tell you this?
Not
though?
At all.
Like, okay, he did do a buzz cut. Aren't you happier with that than, like, say, if he had done a mullet?
I guess that's true. That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, you're just not seeing it the way we see it as guys. Your husband was like, look, I cut his hair and didn't give him a mullet. This is a win.
I see how you're going to be doing this, Wally. You're just going to take the situation and make it worse just to make the previous situation look a little bit better.
Yeah, see, that's life. It's perspective. Have you ever come home to find your husband doing something like watching your child that you're like, okay, this is not at all how I would do it?
Oh, absolutely. I walked in one time to my husband and my 6-year-old watching Jaws. And needless to say, 3 years later, we still dealt with nightmares. So I'm very cautious.
Okay, now, again, I see where you're upset with this. How old is your child now?
He's 9 now.
9 now. Has he ever drowned in the ocean?
No, but I can promise you Florida is off the list.
Exactly.
As vacation.
Your son will never drown thanks to your husband showing him Jaws. You're welcome.
Oh, wow. No, that is terrible. Brooke, when you saw this situation, did you say anything to your husband about, like, how crazy that is to do?
Oh, immediately. I turned the TV off. I was like, what are you thinking? And I could just see my son Malachi was sitting there. He was, like, shaking. I was like, oh, my God.
So have you ever come home and thought, man, my husband has missed the mark here. He's not doing things the way I would do them.
Yes, absolutely. So I was away on a mission trip in Haiti, and I called to check in on them. How's dinner going? He fed them cold, uncooked hot dogs.
Okay. Is that a problem?
Yes.
Is that even a meal? I mean, it takes 60 seconds.
Well, here's the deal, and I understand that. That's the easy thing. There's two things at play that I don't think you have considered. One, he was teaching them a lesson. Look, your mom's on a mission trip doing the Lord's work. She's not eating nice, hot food. So we're going to eat like mommy's eating right now, and we're going to have cold hot dogs, okay?
Oh, I see. So when one suffers, they all suffer together.
Exactly. He was teaching them a very valuable, like, biblical lesson. And the other thing was, man, with the money he was saving on not using the microwave for electricity, he's buying you a bigger, nicer birthday present. And I hate to be the one to tell you that and spoil the surprise, but that's what he's doing.
He is so kind. Actually, thanks, Wally. I appreciate you turning
you
me around.
Are
no,
welcome.
Stephanie, don't.
I get why you were wrong,
no,
but it's okay.
Stop. You do not go somewhere to buy a hot dog and get it cold. No one does that. Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.